Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Al-Ahli is Egypt's most successful and popular football club, boasting an estimated 40 million fans worldwide. But how did this club achieve such popularity and success? What's the story behind Al-Ahli? To find out, I had conversations with a club legend, a club employee, a dedicated fan, and a former staff member. My name is Sam Verhaalte, and welcome to the 433 Podcast. Let's start with the perspective of a fan. Mohamed Ali is a lifelong Al-Ahli supporter, a YouTube show host, and a football writer. I asked him to describe the club to someone who's never been there.
The club is the biggest club in Africa, the biggest club in Egypt. It has the biggest fan base in probably the Middle East. Wins a lot of trophies, and it's run by the people, and it's made for the people. It's not owned by somebody. It's just we are the members of the club. We vote, we make decisions, and it has always produced the members of the national team of Egypt, and it had the best players in Egypt in the history, of course. It's one of the biggest clubs in the world, and the fans are crazy about the club. They have the ultras of the club. They support the club wherever they go, and it's just one of the biggest institutes, football institutes around the world, especially in Africa and the Middle East.
So, what's it like to represent this colossal club on the pitch? Wael Goma is a former defender and club captain. He's a true legend of the club. I asked him what it meant for him to captain Al-Ahli. Here's Wael Goma.
It was very, very, very big moment for me, Sam, to be a captain for Al-Ahli. The Al-Ahli has too much meaning for us. And when you are the captain of Al-Ahli and put the flag of Al-Ahli on your arm, it's a great, great, great pleasure for me. And for all the players to fight for Al-Ahli is something unique in our life.
Now, let's explore what it's like to attend an Al-Ahli game as a fan. Here's Mohamed Ali again, sharing his typical matchday experience as a supporter of the club.
So Al-Ahli plays in the Cairo Stadium, which is the biggest stadium in Egypt. Before the pandemic, the stadium, I think, can host up to 100 to 120,000. We have the ultras are in one stand. The rest of the fans, of course, some of the games they fill the stadium, some they don't. But in the African Champions League, they fill the stadium. Of course, the big names, when we play the big names like Zamalek or Al-Ismaili or Al-Masri, which is like some kind of the big clubs in Egypt, They fill the stadium. We fill the stadium. They go to the stadium very early. It's a culture in Egypt where people go to the stadium, actually fill the stadium 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours and 4 hours before the game starts. They start singing 4 hours. The gates close 2 or 3 hours before the game. So everybody's already there. It's a different culture than Europe, because I know that people hang out outside the stadiums in Europe until they go to the stadium like 10 minutes before the game or 15 minutes. In Egypt, it's completely different. Sometimes it's a family trip where people go to the stadium, have their food and stuff, and they eat together as a family in the stadium 2-3 hours before the game, hang out, you talk to other people as well, you hang out in the stadium, and then the game happens. It's a crazy atmosphere. And Cairo Stadium, especially for Al Ahly, they have the craziest ultras. Lots of banners, flags, and they're organized supporters. I'm not a member of the ultras of the Al Ahly, but they are a very good group of guys. And they have guys and girls now, and they organize trips together. They travel together. They go support the club wherever it goes. But the stadium itself is crazy. Sometimes even in the training stadium, you will see 10,000 people attending the training. That's inside the club. That's called, our own stadium inside the club, but it doesn't hold a lot of people, so they play in the Cairo Stadium.
That sounds incredible. Let's delve into the club's background and how Al Ahly became so popular. The club was founded at the beginning of last century when Egypt was still under British rule. It was established as a club by and for Egyptians, with Al Ahly literally meaning the national. Omar El Banoubi, the editor-in-chief of the club's TV channel, explains the origins of Al Ahly.
In 1907, the club already established to be the first Egyptian club for the Egyptians, by Egyptian people in that hard time in Egypt, because it was not like now, like today, not like nowadays, but the idea was the club for Egyptians. So that can explain to you why Al Ahly is the most popular club in Egypt, because it's the first Egyptian club for the Egyptians only.
Al Ahly became the most popular club in Egypt and remains so to this day. Working for the club is an exciting experience. One person who knows that very well is Michael Lindemann. He worked for Al Ahly twice as the head of performance. His first stint with Al Ahly was in 2016, when he joined the club as a member of manager Martin Yule's staff. Here's Michael Lindemann sharing his experiences with Al Ahly.
I still remember that Martin and Yule called me and said, pack your bags, we're going to Egypt. And not knowing anything about the club, we went on the plane, and then already the agents and everybody warned us that we should be in for a surprise. And that started already at the airport, where hundreds of people were expecting us and chanting Al Ahly songs and everything. And from that day, from the first day until the last day, this hectic, state. And then you found out that in Cairo, because the club was training in the center of the city, that the club and the people outside, everyone was a diehard Al Ahly fan. And everybody told us, remember that we have 90 million fans. And then we couldn't comprehend it in our head, but we couldn't walk in a supermarket. We couldn't walk in a shopping mall. We couldn't even walk on the street because taxis were stopping and jumping out to get a photograph. And so then we finally realized that it was better to win every game. Because they wouldn't even accept losing one game. But it was even the grandmothers and the children of 3 or 4. So everybody was an extremely diehard fan.
So when did you first experience like the full atmosphere in the stadium with the fans?
Well, it was because you in Ahly, you always play for the the titles. And if it's a national title, you play Champions League of Africa, you play the Super Cup, you play, they have a different kind of cups. For everything they invent the cup, they can win. And then they said, okay, they open up the stadium for a certain amount of people. And then you noticed on the way in the bus to the stadium that it was chaos. It was all the people in red, and then you know, the stands were full and they were all jumping, and like you see in Greece sometimes, and sometimes you see on television with Boca Junior or whatever. This was the same. And then I actually remember one thing, that we had a training session. And then the people at the club told us, today we have an open session. So they announced it an hour and a half before the training session that today the training was open. Actually, 50,000 people showed up. So they came on the stand. They couldn't go on the stand. They had to jump over the fences. And then Martin was planning his training with me. And then the other assistant, the Egyptian guy, said, don't worry about training. Just do a rondo and whatever, because after 10 minutes, we have to stop. And then we thought, okay. And then all the people came on the field, and it became closer and closer and closer. And we had to actually cancel the training after 10 minutes. And then, because there were 50,000 people. So, and then you realize the more and more how big this club is.
So what's your bond with the club and with the fans like? How would you describe that?
No, you know, I think it's a bit Dutch that we are open people. You know, we are, the Dutch are travelers. We go anywhere. And we always treat everybody the same. And I think they like that. So the guy who was doing the laundry or the kit man or whatever, you know, we treat everybody the same. And I think they appreciated that. And I took my time with the fans. I tried to do something for the disabled. I always try to implement the fans in everything. And I think they appreciated that. And that's why I think my popularity grew a bit. And then because I can still remember that they said to me, Mike, you have to go on Instagram. And I didn't even know what that was. I said, what is it? Yeah, but you have to do it. And everything. And then I called my daughter. And I said, can you make an account for me? And she did it. And then after 30 minutes, she said, Dad, you already have 1,000 followers. And then after 2 hours, she said, Dad, you already have 2,500 followers. And then, you know, I started to realize, these guys, this is incredible. And at one point, I had over 500,000 followers. So, you know, and then, you know, in Holland, if you have 500,000 followers, I don't have to work anymore. You know, you can do advertisement and everything. But in Egypt, that's normal. That's you're a small peanut. Still, with the fans, you know, they write me still. And if I post something, they like it a lot. And I still have a good bondage with the club.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Michael Lindemann won the title with Al Ahly during his first season. But that's considered business as usual for Al Ahly. This club's current employee, Omar El Banoubi, reflects on the club's mentality.
Our mentality is to win. is to win, but only we think about ourselves. We only think about Al Ahly, not about others. We have other good clubs in Egypt, not popular like Al Ahly, but Al Ahly, the main traditions in football is to think of yourself. You should work to be the best. We need only to be champions. We need only to be champions. To work in Al Ahly, to play for Al Ahly, it means you are a champion. You cannot be number two. Number two is the same like the bottom of the table. We have no difference. We need only the title, to be champion, to win the league, and that can explain to you the many, many titles Al Ahly won since the football started in Egypt.
Thanks to Al Ahly's success in Africa, including multiple African Champions League victories, the club regularly participates in the Club World Cup. They even collaborated on content with Real Madrid. Here's Omar discussing that collaboration.
It was amazing. It was amazing because, you know, that in Europe, sometimes the TV channels cannot go to the right material, the updated footage or something like that. So in that time, and because of the great relation between Al Ahly, because Al Ahly is the century club of Africa and Real Madrid is century club in Europe. We played a friendly game in 2001 in this occasion, and it was amazing. Al Ahly won against Real Madrid 1-0 in Cairo, okay? And in that time, we started a good relation with Real Madrid. And in our events, Real Madrid participate. And the same, we participate in some events of Real Madrid because of that good relation. And from the good relation the club made with Real Madrid, the idea of making the cooperation with the, between Al Ahly TV and Real Madrid TV came. I spoke with our friends in Real Madrid media, and we made the deal. And during the FIFA Club World Cup, we exchanged our footage and material of training sessions and the arrival and something like that from the during the tournament in Morocco. And Real Madrid TV made their studio with some footage from Al Ahly TV, and the same here in Egypt in Al Ahly TV. So it was amazing to see our footage, our image, the image of Al Ahly club on the Real Madrid TV, and the same, the footage of Real Madrid on Al Ahly TV. And also an interview for Emilio Butragueño. For sure you know Emilio. And Emilio, in that time, in that interview, spoke about the great relation between Al Ahly and Real Madrid. So that's our traditions with the clubs in Europe. You can see sometimes Al Ahly playing against the giants of Europe like Ajax Amsterdam. Last time, I think 5 years ago, we played a friendly game in Dubai or Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi, yes, it was the retirement game of Hassan Ghali. Okay. So we played against Ajax, we played against Barcelona, we played against Real Madrid, we played against AS Roma. So Al Ahly is not in Egypt, not only in Egypt. You know that because of the history and this record of titles and the traditions of Al Ahly, there is more than 20 clubs around the Middle East took the name of Al Ahly. They are not related to our club, but they want to be like Al Ahly. So they meet Al Ahly Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, okay? Al Ahly in Jordan, Al Ahly in Qatar, Al Ahly in Yemen, and in many, many, many countries took the same name because they know that Al Ahly is the brand of the football in the Middle East. So it's not only a club. It's like a mentality, okay?
Let's conclude with Al Ahly legend Wael Goma. He shares his dreams for Al Ahly in the future.
I dream to Al Ahly to play the final of the World Cup for the clubs, because it's Al Ahly couldn't reach to more than the semi-final always in the World Cup for the clubs. And this is the highest of our ambition to play. So it will be a historical moment for all the people who belongs to Al Ahly.
Yes, all right. That sounds like a beautiful dream. I hope it can come true, man. If you have a message for the fans of Al Ahly, what would you say?
I just say to them, I miss them too much. And I wish for them to always be behind the team and support the team and support the club who give us the happiness.
So, there you have it. Al Ahly became popular in the last century as the club founded by and for Egyptians. And it has become an international phenomenon with fans all over the world. We hope they can achieve their dream of reaching the final of the Club World Cup and perhaps even winning it. Don't forget to explore all the other fantastic content on the 433 app. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Stay tuned for the next one.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.